Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On July 24th to the 26th, the United States is hosting the first ever ministerial to advance religious freedom. Foreign ministers, international organization representatives, religious leaders, and civil society representatives are convening in Washington, D.C. to discuss concrete ways to combat religious persecution and discrimination and ensure greater respect for religious freedom around the world. U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom Sam Brownback called the ministerial the launch of an expanded conversation about the fundamental right of all individuals to do with their own souls whatever they choose. It is a right, he said, no government should interfere with.
It's a right that a government is instituted to protect, not to pick a winner or loser, not to favor one religion over another.
Ambassador Brownback said protecting and promoting religious freedom is the right thing to do because of the innate dignity of every human being. But there are also practical reasons to do so.
Countries that have more religious freedom have less terrorism. We want to see the economy expand, and countries that have religious freedom have more growth in their economy.
Many governments say they value religious freedom, Ambassador Brownback said. The ministerial is an opportunity for countries to learn ways to put concrete actions behind the words.
They can appoint ambassadors for religious freedom or special envoys for it. They can host events in their own nation or region to promote religious freedom. They can form roundtables, civil society, religious groups in their country that promote religious freedom, and the government officials regularly meet with them to hear what the concerns are of the faith-based community.
Ambassador Brownback said that protecting and promoting religious freedom is in the United States' founding DNA. The Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom is an opportunity for other nations to be encouraged to take the next steps to really drive this further in their nation, in their region, amongst their people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.